Hi, Phil Henry here with episode 115 of the Phil Henry Podcast, brought to you by Amazon, Audible, and PhilHenryShow.com, and of course, our good friends at Sherry's Berries. You know, if you go to PhilHenryRadio.com and take a look at the banners on our homepage there, you can access Sherry's Berries that way, and I know she won't mind. We'll have more on that in forthcoming podcasts. Here is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and this is an episode called Operation Follow Through. Jay Santos has a very thick Baltimore accent. I came to know that accent as a Western Pennsylvania accent because I had a friend of mine who was from Pittsburgh or the Pittsburgh area. It sort of had a twang like that. But the voice I first heard that inspired the Jay Santos character, I heard it was a caller on KFI radio on one of the weekend shows. And this dude had one of the most sing-songy kind of sounding voices like that. And he was talking along. And I thought, man, this is ready-made. So from that voice grew the character of Jay Santos, self-appointed lawman here with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And here he is asking people who they're going to vote for in the 2004 elections and why they're going to vote the way they're going to vote. Jay Santos, Operation Follow Through.
And we are joined by Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Operation Follow Through, Jay, you call this a nonpartisan but very enthusiastic. It's a reminder for people to vote, right?
Absolutely correct, Phil. Operation Follow Through is just what it says it is. We've seen over the last several months the interest that people are having in this election. You know, it's interesting because there seems to be more than interest in this election in the year 2000 or 1996, which is kind of interesting. And so we had a meeting with Major Newton last week. He recommended that people were that interested in this election, if they're going to get all jazzed about this election, then we would be, you know, part of the get out to vote. And so that's what we're involved in, a follow through to election day, get people to vote, minimize the possibility of a terrorist threat by those who have disdain for our government by not voting.
And so people who don't vote, you think, are an example of people who will encourage terrorist activity. By the way, I saw a thing today where there's another Al-Qaeda threat.
We have been following that very closely, Phil. There's apparently an Al-Qaeda threat. We don't know whether this is a bona fide individual on the tape the CIA is looking at right now, but it's proactive what we're doing. We'll be visiting homes around the country for the next several days, asking people if they're going to vote. And if they respond yes, then, of course, we do ask them who they're going to vote for.
Now, why would you ask them who they're going to vote for?
That gives us an indication if they are committed to voting, as opposed to just, you know, as we say in law enforcement, it's kind of giving us a spiel or feeding us a line. You know, we want to make sure that if they say they're going to vote, that they're not, you know, standing there, you know, telling a lie, because we're trying to save lives. And if they have previously told us that they weren't going to vote, then, of course, we do have to deal with that as well. But on the day of the election, we will go to our phase two operation, and we'll go back to those homes and businesses and tell people that's voting day and get out and vote.
You say you're going to tell people to vote?
Yes, sir.
And yet we know it's not a legally mandatory thing to do. It's an optional thing, technically.
Well, technically, you know, it's funny, Phil, the law is very fuzzy on it. It doesn't really come out and state that it's mandatory to vote, but we have seen a rise in interest in this campaign. I did have a discussion with Major Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police Command Commission. He told me that he sees interest in the campaign.
Well, there is a lot of interest.
But because of that, we're going to do what we can to see that people follow through on it, because it's one thing to say you're going to vote. It's another thing to follow through and then you don't vote. And so you have, you know, you've lied to us, and certainly we're going to take that into consideration.
What is the, you know, traditionally in our country, people don't want to say who they're going to vote for. It's a very private thing.
I understand that, yes.
When you ask people who they're going to vote for, you're sort of intruding on an area that is a little bit of personal space.
It's a good point, Phil. Although this election is so important that someone's going to tell you they're going to vote, and then they're just feeding you a line of, you know, feeding you a line of baloney or something. And certainly I don't want to be in a position where someone's telling me something's not true. So if I ask them who they're going to vote for, at least that gives me an idea that they've read up on the issues, and certainly we'll follow through. Someone says to me, I'm going to vote for Senator Kerry. I'll say, oh, really? What's his, you know, so you know his position, for instance, on, you know, health care or that kind of deal. Just make sure they're not feeding you a line of baloney or something. That's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to intrude on anyone, but we do want to know who you're going to vote for. That way we know you're not feeding us baloney and trying to lie to us and trying to get around the whole deal.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us. Operation Follow Through is their attempt to get people out to vote. It'll be beginning tomorrow across the country. They'll be going door to door, reminding people to vote, questioning people as to their voter intention, and basically trying to get people motivated.
Get people motivated, remind people that we're going to be back on Election Day on November 2nd. And, you know, it's one of those deals where we're going to come back, and I'll go to the door and I'll see a guy, today's voter day, and again, it's kind of a red flag if he's still at home. On Election Day, if he said to me he's going to go out and vote, or she said, or any member of that family, well, have you? And now I come back to the house, the guy's still there. See, right there, there's a red flag, because now I'm thinking maybe he was feeding me some baloney. And so what I want to do is make sure that he's reminded of his, what he said he was going to do. All right, so that's why we go back to the house and remind people about that. Because, well, anybody feels some baloney, then it sort of compromises us.
So if they don't know about the candidates, it's more likely they're not interested to vote.
That is correct.
But if they have no intention of voting at all, let's talk about that, okay?
All right.
If you go door to door and you say to somebody, November the 2nd, and they say to you, well, you know what, I'm not going to vote. What is your response to that?
Well, Citizens Auxiliary Police official position on that, Phil, in that situation, we try and dissuade people from making that decision. If people are still going to refuse to vote, then, of course, we have to deal with that. You know,
but that's what I'm saying, deal with it. What do you mean?
Well, if they're senior citizens, for instance, they claim they can't go to the polling place, they're too ill, or any kind of, you know, story lines people like to come up with. You know, all these senior citizens come up with a story like that. We have political counselors on hand to sit down with these people and ask them not to be so selfish, I guess. But
what about somebody who is ill, or just someone who doesn't want to vote?
Well, someone who is ill, again, we can give them assistance out to the street, wherever they public transportation is. We're not going to be totally heartless. If a person's a hard case, you talk about a hard case, is that right?
If that's what you call a guy who just refuses to vote, yeah.
All right. A hard case, and you have that in law enforcement, believe me, we've got a lot of experience with people who are hard cases. Somebody says, I'm not going to vote and you can't make me, that kind of deal? Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Well, we do get that, we're prepared for it, and then you just take care of business. You know, that's all I can tell you, we'll just take care of business. But we really want people to know that we're on their side, the Citizens Auxiliary Police in our neighborhood, is to get you to vote. We wear a blue armband, a white pith helmet or safari-style helmets, we are uniform. And
can I ask you one more question, Jay? And we're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about Operation Follow Through, a operation commencing tomorrow through Election Day to remind people November 2nd is the Election Day to get out and vote on November the 2nd. You not only go to their house, then you return to the house to remind them.
Homes and businesses, Phil, that's correct.
All right, so you'll be at a guy's house, you know, Election Day. You're also asking people who they're voting for, which is a very unusual step.
It is an unusual step, if I could just jump in, Phil.
Go ahead.
It's not something we take lightly. I'm not trying to, you know, who are you going to vote for? Or I'm going to go run to the secret police or some kind of deal like that. Really, I'm just asking who you're voting for, because if you tell me you're going to vote, but you're really not going to, if I ask you who you're going to vote for, and, okay, so you're going to vote for Bush. Can I ask you, Phil, and you don't have to tell me, who you're going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for President Bush.
All right. Do you know what his position is, for instance, on health care?
The president's position on health care. Right now, the guy is aiming mostly at tort reform, which is to limit these settlements. That's number one. And number two, in terms of health care, he has got every bit as much a prescription drug program as John Kerry, and probably much more realistic in terms of its effect on Medicare.
All right. Okay. That's good, Phil.
I mean, is that enough?
Yeah, no, that's fine. But that's what I'm saying. If somebody answers me like that, he's not going to have a problem with me. If someone gives me a vague answer, if I think he's giving me a line of baloney, he's trying to give me a spiel or some deal like that, you know, we've got a situation we have to take care of business on. But we're hoping it's going to go smoothly on November 2.
Jay Santos with us at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. God, he did throw me kind of a knuckleball there at Bush's health care plan. But then, you know, if you ask me what Kerry's health care plan is, it's just check Bush's and then kind of water it down. And that's, but did you see the thing on TV? This is amazing, man, but nobody's going to tell you this. No one will report this. It was on TV. Kerry on his website, I swear to God, has a platform He has a mission or issue statement that was lifted directly word for word from a Labor Department report, of a Bush administration Labor Department report of January 2004 that Kerry took word for word as if it's his idea. It's on his website. Now, how do you take that and say, well, you know what, Bush probably did. It's probably a conspiracy. I mean, what, Bush hacked into Kerry's website and just put a lot of crap in there? Anyway, Jay Sanis is, I don't want to get off into that. I'm sorry. Jay Sanis is with us of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He will be going door to door, getting people to vote. Asking you who you're voting for seems a bit intrusive to me, but he is asking people who they're voting for to make sure that they're not lying about voting. Then he will be back at your house on November 2nd to tell you to go out and vote. He mentioned, and I don't think he's very well informed, he says the law is fuzzy on whether you have to vote or not. Jay is maintaining you do have to vote.
The Bill Henry Show is back.
Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us as we talk about the election coming up November 2nd. Jay, you're involved in Operation Follow Through, which is to go door to door, ask people to vote, ask them who they're voting for, and then come to their house on election day and... as you say in your email, or in the official literature from your commission, tell them to go vote. Now, I want to take the step. I want to put, if you don't mind, a couple of people on the line with you, because we've had an awful lot of response, Jay, to you.
Phil, I'd be very happy to.
All right, Jay Sanis is with us. I want to get on the line here, Joanne. Joanne?
Yes.
Hi, Joanne. And
hi.
Hold on, Joanne. And is this Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
And Joanne, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kansas.
And Lloyd, where are you at?
Yes, sir. I'm in Alhambra, California, sir.
All right. Go ahead, Joanne. Your comment for Jay.
Well, I just wonder where he thinks he gets the authority to ask people who they're voting for. I personally will tell him it's none of his business. I take voting very seriously. And I don't have to explain to him who I'm voting for or what their program is or anything about it.
Yeah.
I hope he's not in Kansas.
And Lloyd, I can hear you wanting to weigh in.
Yeah. I think the lady's being polite, which I certainly appreciate. And I'm going to be a little bit more direct. You come to my house and ask me who I'm voting, and, mister, you're going to get a door slammed in your face.
Sir, I don't want to have to have a
And
conference.
I agree.
You know, let me tell you something. I'm a Korean War veteran.
And I certainly honor that, sir.
Well, you you come to my home and you say, and get out and vote? Buddy, I don't even want to tell you what I would have done to you.
Well,
I think the lady and the gentleman are getting all wrong. First of all we do is come to your home, Joanne and Lloyd, and we say, November 2nd, voting day.
Listen, you're talking to the wrong age people.
Yeah.
I'm already planning on voting. I'm working the election board this year.
Amen to that.
And I don't need that.
And I'll tell you something else. I'm a gun owner. You come to my home and try to tell me to vote, and I'll vote, but you don't tell me to vote. Or so help me God, I'll go to the closet and get when I took off a Chinese officer in 1951.
Now, what is that, sir?
Well, you don't want to know, but it was made in Russia, and, brother, it fires more than 9 clips when you squeeze the trigger. And
all right, let's calm down.
Right there. I'm going to have to take care of business on this man.
And what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by taking care of business?
You're going to say to me, if I come to your house, Joanne, first, I say, hey, Joanne, my name's Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police. How are you doing today, ma'am? And, you respond very well. I say, thank you. Ma'am, who are you going to vote for? And what would you say?
And I'll tell you it's none of your business.
All right, then I've got to take it to the next level.
And what do you mean by that?
Sir, I'm just trying to...
Well, it's a question we're getting, Jay.
I'm going to have to take it to the next level.
And, what is it?
I carry pepper spray.
Are you trying to tell me you'll pepper spray me if you... Woo-hoo! Brother, I'd love to see that.
Joanne, I'm just saying, tell me who you're going to vote for. Otherwise, how am I going to believe that you're going to vote?
It doesn't matter to you. It's none of your business.
Well, then you're lying about voting. Is that it?
Woo! Listen to him.
Man,
are you asking for it?
You do not have the privilege to ask people who they're voting for.
So you're one of these
folks. Or there's nothing you can do about it if they don't.
Well, if you're one of these people go to cocktail parties and says, well, I voted for this, voted for that. And point of fact, you didn't vote because you don't know nothing about no issues.
And don't know nothing
well,
about
you
no
can
issues.
Check my, you can check my voting record.
All right. Can you tell me what that is?
No, I won't.
How can I check it then if you won't tell me? See, right there, Phil, we've
well,
got a red flag
see, right
situation.
There, that's
and I would
the thing.
Have to,
it's private.
Yeah,
nobody
it's private
can find
nobody,
out.
And it's none of your GD business. And I'll
that's
tell you,
right.
If this was Korea and I had a bayonet out, God, I'd love to.
All right,
and I'm done.
I'd ask the gentleman to calm
you're,
down.
Tell him, me
you're
to calm down.
Way out of line.
Ma'am, Joanne, I don't want to take it to the next level on you. And
what do you mean by take it to the next level? I want.
All right, I had to hang up on him. He used some language. Joanne, thank you for your call.
Thank you. I'm done.
You can see what people are asking?
I understand their concern, Phil. I wish I could be a little bit more specific, but it is a matter of Citizens Auxiliary Police operating procedure that we do not go into specifics with regard to a situation which may turn into a deal. Like, you know, it's kind of a deal where we say, yeah, I got to take it to level two, you know, kick it up a notch, get the puppy off the mat, these kind of things.
Okay, let me go over here to Rihanna. Hi, Rihanna. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Hi, Phil. Thanks so
yes.
much for taking my call. Say,
yes,
Jay, just to give you a little background, at first I was mildly annoyed and a little bit frustrated with the language. But as I've been listening to the last two callers that were on with you, I have to say that my blood feels about to boil. I'm a 28-year-old
woman. I'm not trying to upset anybody. I'm trying to get people involved in the political process. Why would that make you angry? Why would it make you angry that I care enough about my country and the future of the whole deal, and you're getting all mad at me?
Let me tell you why it makes me angry.
That don't make no sense.
Uh-huh. First of all, let me tell you that one of the things that is making me the most angry at this very moment is that you would have the nerve to speak to an elder the way that you just did. My grandparents are some of the most significant people in the entire world to me. And if anyone ever made them feel intimidated or anxious or afraid, as you just did...
That's a good point, Rihanna.
I would do anything in my power to make sure that you would have no access.
Well, Rihanna, if you're talking about that old bird I just talked to, she's trying to get up in my grill about something. And
Well, wait a minute. What even old bird? The woman?
The woman and the man, yes, sir. See, they're both trying to say, he said he's going to run me through with a bayonet that he took off some Jap or something.
He said a Chinese soldier. He didn't say Jap.
Let me also say, Jay, that your disdain and disrespect is anything but what this country was built upon.
Rihanna, can I just ask you this? I know you're a younger woman, which is a red flag for me, and I don't mean in disrespect, but younger females are traditionally the least politically educated of our populace. I'm sure you'd agree with that. I'm sure a lot of your contemporaries are not as up on things. Can you tell me who you're going to vote for, please?
I will gladly tell you that I'm going to vote for President Bush, and if you ask me...
Okay, and why is that?
What is he going to do about health care? I think that I would have to laugh. I've listened to you for the past however long you've been on the radio, 60, 20 minutes, and you've continually... all you've done is repeat yourself, which would have me wonder... actual, what your political education is. And I don't think Harvard Law...
As a law enforcement officer, I can't tell you that.
Yeah, I would have to disagree that you're a law enforcement officer. I think that you're a gentleman who has huge self-esteem issues and is using this as a power trip in order to intimidate and control.
Ma'am, we're out to save lives. The Citizens Auxiliary Police was put together in 1996 by Major
Elvis...
I'm sure
that there are a lot of people that are actually committed to doing good.
Right.
You, sir, are not one of them.
Jay, look it. You know, President Bush, and I'm going to vote for Bush. Now, you got two votes there.
Well, first of all, it's a red flag. It doesn't make any difference. I'm a Kerry supporter, and I'll tell you why. President Bush is, you know, this whole idea is up the butt, you know, what he's trying to do with the whole Al-Qaeda deal. So that's a little bit of a red flag for me.
Yeah,
well, let's see. There you go.
Your absolute ignorance is so apparent that I almost feel bad for anyone who has to actually come into contact with you.
I'm sure I can hear you laughing.
I think the lady's funny. I think she's hitting the nail on the head. Thank you, Rihanna. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who says he's going door-to-door with the other sub-commanders to ask who you're voting for, and you better get out and vote on November the 2nd, or he takes it to the next level. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment.
Back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk with him about Operation Follow-Through or Follow-Up, which is to go door-to-door, get people to remember that November 2nd is Election Day, and also tell them to go out and vote and ask them who they're voting for. Jay, before we go to another call, I want to get back to our female caller, Joanne, and our male caller, Lloyd. You said, or you got to take it to the next level.
Well, I'm not prepared to go into police procedure with you.
You're a volunteer neighborhood patrol, though, correct?
You call us the volunteer neighborhood patrol if you want to. We take a peek over the police. Don't worry about it. You know, we do have a... I wear a blue armband. We're fully recognizable. And to tell you the truth, I find it very suspicious. When I go to a door, you know, I ask a lady, who are you going to vote for? And she says, that's none of your business. I think it's indicating that she really doesn't know who to vote for, and that she's one of these, what I call, in the old days, she's called phony baloney. She's a phony baloney. Especially when I ask them who you're going to vote for, if they don't know, you know, they don't want to answer my question, means they don't know. There's like a phony baloney deal. So if she says, I'm going to vote for Kerry, I say, okay, what's his stance on, for instance, containers at ports? And she doesn't have an answer. That's a phony baloney deal. That's red flag. And the reason why we would use pepper spray in that instance is...
Why would you pepper spray an older person...
Please allow me to finish. Is if someone has such disdain for this country and its people and its institutions that they claim they're going to vote, but they're really not going to vote, and they just a whole phony baloney deal, that's a red flag for me. I got to take the next level.
You're going to get arrested for assault, sir.
I don't think so, Mr. Renner. You know, let's leave police procedure to those that understand it.
Here's Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm calling about this gentleman who's going to go around and knock on people's doors. I want to make it very clear that no one has to answer any question that he has for them. First of all, if he knocks on their door and they say, we're not interested in talking to you, please leave, and he refuses to do so, then they have the right to call the police, the local police, not the rent-a-cop that he is, but they have the right to call the police.
We are fully got an armband.
Listen, sir, you're talking to a retired state police officer of 32 years of a lieutenant investigator.
Well, I totally respect that, sir.
Don't tell me what, because these people can call then the local police, and you can be arrested for criminal trespass.
Well, sir, then how come they won't tell me who they're going to vote for? Well, that's a red flag. Isn't that a red flag in law enforcement?
That's none of your concern, and it's no red flag.
Isn't that a red flag in law enforcement circles?
It's no red flag. No, nobody has to tell you who they're voting for. Absolutely no one.
The police, when they stop people on patrol, isn't it true? You look for certain indicators, an individual may be alcoholic or
what
have you.
You're talking, you know, you're talking over your head. Yes, a cop has, as an investigator, I had the opportunity to stop and talk to people. But I just didn't drive up and knock on their glass and say, hey, how fast are you going? You do not have the right to walk up and knock on people's
door. But it's a red flag if someone's going over the speed limit. You will pull that person over and you will ask them, okay, let's see the driver's license. And, you know, let's have it, right?
You better go to the grocery store and buy apples and apples instead of trying to match apples with bananas because, you know, you are so far, you know, you talk about... phony baloney.
If I could jump, well,
sir, I take that as a real insult. I'm trying to help the police, and you're making fun of me.
At football games walking around strutting like they have some authority from some local police officer when you have absolutely no authority.
Sure, I like
whatsoever.
Well, Bill is making a point here, Jay. He's a retired police officer.
In fact, I just want to ask one question. What's the fastest you went in your squad car on a police car deal?
You know, you don't have to ask me. We're talking about you going up and harassing people and talking about pepper spray. Do you know you could be arrested for carrying a can of pepper spray?
What are you talking about? Apples? I'm talking about phony baloney. You're talking about apples.
You're the only phony baloney.
Well, you're talking all about apples and apples.
You're the only phony baloney. You could be arrested.
Hold on, Bill.
Pulling a can of pepper spray and spraying somebody.
Bill, hold the line. Is this gentleman Lloyd back on? Lloyd, sir, we only take one call a night.
I understand that, Phil, but I got angry and I wanted to apologize to you. I heard Bill talking, who's one of our very fine retired police officers, and I spent 6 years in the United States Navy defending this country. And I'll tell you something right now, and Bill, he can arrest me if he wants to. If you come to my door, brother. I got a baseball bat waiting.
I got to take it to the second level on you.
You take it to the second level on me, huh? And what is that supposed to mean? Man, I tell you, guys like you really pee me off. I could...
You get this man off the...
Sir, is Bill still there?
Yes.
Bill, seriously, how fast your police car goes? Did you chase a guy fast or anything? Kind of a deal?
What the hell difference does it make?
What's that got to do? You know, we're talking about somebody breaking the law and we're in pursuit. You're talking about going out and harassing people. Going out at night, going out in the dark, going out in the daylight. You're harassing people.
I don't see how it's different from walking up to someone's car and going, hey, let me see your driver's license because you're speeding. Hey, let me see who you're voting for because, you know, I don't know who you're voting for. What's the difference?
We have the right to pull people over. You do not have the right. Nor the authority, because you wear some blue armband around your arm that lets you go up to knock on people's door and ask, who are you voting
for? Did you make your quota at the end of every month on those speeding ticket deals?
I wasn't in traffic control.
All right. Okay.
And that's still none of your business, even if I was.
Oh, it's none of my business. Find out you guys making your quota on speeding ticket deals, huh?
You know, that's
a pair of sunglasses.
That's your mentality, sir.
Yes, sir.
That is your mentality.
Just because you guys wore those mirrored sunglasses doesn't make you a man with no eyes in that Cool Hand Luke deal.
Well, I'll tell you what.
All right, well, whatever.
You go up knocking on people's door, you may not have any eyes because they may take the pepper spray off you and pepper you.
So that's what you're advising citizens to do?
No, I'm not advising. I'm just telling you what could happen.
Good
Somebody
point.
Could remove that pepper spray from and turn it on you.
Well, we've got ways of dealing with
and
that.
You don't have no way. You know, you have no right, sir.
Right.
And
can you tell me who you're going to vote for?
It's none of your business.
And you won't tell me how fast your radio car went, and
that's
you won't say nothing
either.
So you don't have no respect for a fellow officer.
I have all the respect in the world for a fellow officer. I don't have the respect in the world for a rent-a-cop.
Well, that hurts. I got to tell you, that stings.
Well.
All right. Bill, thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
You
can I get his number so I can call him and ask how fast the car went and all that?
No, you cannot get his number. I don't have his number.
Do you think he carried a gun?
He's a cop! Yes, he carried a gun.
You know, sir, I don't like being talked to like that. I've been treated with great disrespect on your program. I got that guy
Hold on. Sir, I can't have you.
And I'll tell you something else. Brother, I'd bend you over a coffee table. I'd get an extra big jar of Crisco and...
Miguel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Miguel?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just think it is totally outrageous that somebody would call with the freedom. We're fighting for freedoms in this country. I am an immigrant, and I am proud to say that it's a privilege to vote. But we also have the right not to vote. And to have somebody come on your property and ask you who you're voting for and demand an answer,
it's
totally disregards part of our freedom.
Did you say you're going to
vote? Part of the freedom that we have the privilege to have in this country. Just like we have the privilege to vote, we have the privilege not to. And if somebody decides that they don't want to vote,
look
at the percentages of the people that are enrolled, maybe not this year, but in the past election for president.
Hold on.
The people that
What did you want, Jay?
I want to ask the lady something. Ma'am, who are you going
to
vote for, ma'am?
The right to come to your property and ask you and demand to know. And
are you going to have transgender deals?
The retired officer that
I think right now I got a red flag going up. I think this guy's one of them transgender deals.
And let him know
exactly
what his rights are. I don't think he has the right to do that.
That's fine, sir.
Who is this
man? Who is the transgender choice for candidate this year? I'm not up on it. Do you know? Easy, sir?
Are you asking me?
Yes, he's the transgender candidate for president.
What do you mean, the transgender candidate?
I just want to know.
Are you trying to assume something?
I thought I was speaking to one of them, one of the guys.
It just shows you're trained on yourself.
Are you
trained? You told us the size of brain that you have.
True.
And you want to represent law enforcement?
You need
a life.
Sir, you're saying to me, okay, first of all, are you a lady or a guy?
It's a gentleman.
It doesn't matter. That isn't even your business.
It's not my
more
business
freedom that I have in this country.
Hey, you ever see that Priscilla Prince of the Desert deal? And they go, that's a hell of a movie. and they had a...
Will you shut up and listen to what the man is saying?
So in other words, I can't ask him a question about Tu Wong Fu with Love, Julia Newmar, but you get to talk all you want.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Listen,
you're representing the law, and you have no... You can't
absolutely,
even represent
he can't.
Yourself.
Well, sir, who are you going to vote for?
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
it's not your business.
That
it's like all
you,
the other callers said.
See, you,
it's a private affair.
That's a red flag. You're one of them trannies that's going to go out and vote for Nader. I know
for
that.
Us to tell you
that's
who
deal,
we're voting
Phil,
for,
the,
would you be quiet and let the man talk?
A private election.
Phil, all I'm saying is you let these trannies vote and that Nader guy is going to be president before you can say Tu Wong Fu with Love, Julie.
Oh, come on. You're so ridiculous.
The guy's
you're
a freaking moron.
Air.
He's freaking moron.
Hot air.
Thank you very much, Miguel. He's an idiot.
Totally
I'm an idiot.
Regarding
totally
law.
Well, I can tell you right now, sir, that I'm. You can vote, and God bless you. Can I ask you just a question? If are you and Siegfried going to get back together? Or?
All right. Anyway,
you're disgusting.
What a moron.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to know if he had boobs or any kind of a deal like that.
Are you a freaking idiot or something, man? I'm talking about something serious like voting, and you're asking questions like that?
Mr. Henry, I'm just trying to avoid the confrontation. I'm trying to lighten the load here a little bit. I've only been a phony baloney. I've been assaulted. I love my country very much. I want to make sure no terrorists come out and do all, you know, kind of that kind of nonsense that they do.
So you're asking a guy who the transgender choice for president is, and if him and Siegfried are getting back together?
Well, see, you're even laughing. You even think it's funny.
I don't know, man. Let me go to, should we even, whatever. You know what, Jay? Get lost.
Tell me to get lost?
Yeah, I'm telling you to get lost.
Well, I just want to tell people expect to see us November 2nd. I want to remind you guys, remember, it's all about saving lives. W. No. Tony Baloney.
Organization.
By the way, if just want to say, we let these trannies vote in all these transgender deals. You can have Nader faster, present faster than you can the hot wind out of a duck's butt.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced...
And the citizens are Zary Police.
For more of Jay, go to philhenryshow.com. Don't be phony baloney, philhenryshow.com.